Welcome to A Resurrected Life Daily Reflections for Lent. Today is Wednesday, week 3 of Lent. Our reading comes from the Gospel of Matthew and is titled, To Condemn or to Heal. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
When scriptural law is quoted out of context in the name of living the faith, become nervous. The classic example is how eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth is invoked when we feel angry or hurt, looking for the justification to respond in kind. This way can be described as convenience theology, the tendency to use scripture to justify doing what we want to do anyway, or to add credence to how we already think. It is most problematic when carrying out law that is contrary to the teaching of Jesus. The use of scripture to place burdens on people they cannot carry harms the Christian cause. However, it is not being said here that the law does not have its place. Any religious law that contributes to our understanding of how to relate to God while reminding us to act mercifully and justly towards others is to be preserved. Jesus only had a problem with religious law when religious leaders used it to distort people's view of God or as justification to avoid acting in mercy and justice. For example, Jesus honoured the observance of the Sabbath but would dispense with its requirements if someone needed mercy and healing.
Putting the word into practice.
Knowing instinctively how religious law applies and in what circumstances it can or should be dispensed with requires considerable spiritual maturity and sensitivity. Without an appropriate attentiveness to the law, we will fall into the trap of simply doing what we like when we like, which is the very approach Jesus is teaching against in today's reading. For example, understanding and seeking to live by the Ten Commandments remains central for Catholics. However, that does not mean strict adherence to the Ten Commandments or any other scriptural law is enough. We are, in the words of St. Paul, above the law. This means that the presence of the Holy Spirit within us guides us to live the sort of authentic life that includes and goes beyond the law, primarily as men and women of the Beatitudes.
Let us pray. Jesus, write your wisdom on my heart and empower me to live the joy of the gospel in our world. Amen.